If you had asked her yesterday if rabbits wear robes, Chloe would have certainly said no. Today, she wasn't so sure. It was just a regular Tuesday, the unremarkable kind of day where you might expect to take out the recycling, or do a crossword, or pick up some milk when it runs out. Except when Chloe woke up, she felt like it was different somehow. She felt it in her bones. The mysterious rabbit appeared right on schedule. The three were hunched in the treehouse, in their makeshift blind, when they heard a deep rumbling sound. The huge pine at the edge of the clearing started to vibrate, sending a little shower of needles down, and suddenly the ground swirled like liquid in a 10-foot circle, and a huge hole opened up to reveal a tunnel that dipped down under the giant tree at a sloping angle. A rabbit waddled out of the darkness, carrying an old book. It was the same rabbit, wearing the same robes, but the book was different this time. It was thinner and had golden lettering on the front. The rabbit turned back towards the hole, thumped its foot on the ground 3 times, and the hole swirled and sloshed and then melted back into place, as if it had never been disturbed. Only a poof of dust, indicating anything was amiss. It paused, sniffed the air, and started to amble away along the same thinly worn path that Mitchell had seen earlier.
There it is!
See? I told you!
I have to admit, Chloe, I was highly skeptical, but perhaps I'll have to revise my hypothesis.
Yeah, and maybe now he'll never doubt me again, you doofus!
This is so cool!
Let's say hi!
Wait, you'll blow our cover!
Hey!
Ah! Oh my goodness, you frightened me! What is your problem? You nearly gave me a heart attack.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Can rabbits have a heart attack?
But you're talking.
So are you.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk. I am.
Well, that seems a bit rude.
No, he just means animals can't talk. It's impossible.
Well, let's agree to disagree, shall we? Now, if we're done arguing about whether or not I can talk, I beg you, just take the book. Please don't hurt me. When the scribes find out that it's been stolen, I'll be in big trouble, but what can you do?
We're not going to hurt you, and we're not going to steal your book.
Well, excuse me. What am I supposed to think, with you crouching in the bushes like a bandit? Besides, humans are bad news. Everybody knows that.
Well, that seems a bit rude.
We only wanted to...
Wait! Something's wrong.
Chloe was about to protest, but a deep rumbling had started to tingle at the back of their minds.
Something's very wrong. I have to go. The library is in danger.
Children, you'll have to excuse my little friend here. He's not the most coordinated.
But I am the most celebrated. And how could you not? I'm awesome!
Everyone, meet Enoch. Enoch, meet the Scribblers.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Enoch.
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Thanks. It's pleasure to meet you.
You.
Okay.